Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of January 23rd. Steve Suman prepared this report for us. Well, it's good news on the weather front. Looks like we won't lose any snow or ice through Friday, and then this weekend we'll actually be making big ice with highs in the single digits and lows well below zero. Jarrett over at Hayward Bates says that the recent 4 to 6 inches of fresh snow shouldn't make travel much worse than before. Jarrett says most lakes have an ice base of 6 to 12 inches with the same amount of snow and slush. We hope cold temperatures freeze the cover and make for easier walking, but you should also expect that lakes will not be drivable for any travel other than with four-wheelers, side-by-sides, or snowmobiles this season. Flambeau River State Forest will host a free candlelight ski and hike event on Saturday, February 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. Forest crews will groom and track a 1.8-kilometer trail loop, and it's going to be lit with candles. Staff will provide hot food, refreshments, picnic tables, and maintain a warming campfire throughout the night. A sledding hill is near the parking area. There's no admission fee. The event takes place regardless of snow conditions. They'll still have a hike even if there's no sledding. The Flambeau Hills Trailhead is located on Highway W, 15 miles east of Winter and 20 miles west of Phillips. If you'd like more information, give them a call. The number is 715-332-5271. Sounds like some good family fun. Let's check in with the snowmobile reports. Sawyer County trails are open, groomed, and in good condition. We've got a base of 12 to 16 inches. Washburn County trails are open, groomed, and in excellent condition, also with a base of 12 to 16 inches. Washburn County says you should ride with caution, though, and watch for limbs or branches along trails. Report any major hazards to Washburn County Forestry. Their number is 715-635-4490. Please stay on designated trails and watch for groomers. Cable area trails are open, cleared, groomed, and in excellent condition, 12 to 16 inch base. Crews staked lake trails, but ice depths are variable, so use extreme caution if you're riding on the lakes. Clam Lake, Ashland County area trails are open, groomed, and in good condition, 8 to 12 inch base. There is a detour on Trail 25 and Trail 41 in Sawyer County. Go up Trail 162 to the county line. Skiers, you'll be glad to know that crews have groomed the entire Berkey Trail system, with the exception of a couple of small sections off the Berkey Trailhead up in Cable. American Birkebeiner Week is coming up February 22nd through the 26th, with some other events in January and early February. Remember that skiing any part of the Berkey Trail system December through March requires a Berkey Trail ski pass, and all-access snow pass is required if you want to ski on the snowmaking loop up by the start. You can get either one of those passes at berkey.com. Let's go to the fishing report. Looks like anglers are doing well for most species. There's not a lot of competition out there on the lakes. Be aware that getting off the packed trails is asking for trouble. Most travel is limited to walking, snowmobiles, and ATVs. Bait shop personnel can give you the most current reports on ice, travel conditions, fish locations, and what they're biting. Walleye fishing's fair to good. Best action's coming in the early morning and late evening into dark when fish move to shallower areas to feed. Walleye suckers, shiners, and fatheads on tip-ups, crappie minnows on dead sticks, jigging spoons, and jigging baits are all producing good results. The northern pike fishing's very good to excellent. Anglers are catching a good number of big fish. Focus on areas of shallow weeds, humps, rocks, points, and other structure. And, of course, on concentrations of panfish and baitfish. Northern suckers and large shiners on tip-ups and large jigging baits and jigging spoons are getting them. Crappie anglers are doing well once they find the fish. Locations vary from lake to lake. Fish can be in and on mid-depth to deeper weeds, weed lines, flats, wood, brush, in basins, and suspending. Crappie minnows, fatheads, waxies, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small tungsten jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks are working on crappies. The bluegill fishing is fair to good for fish in and around shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed lines, weed edges, wood, and basins. Waxy, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks are all catching bluegill and perch. For perch, you especially want to fish along shallow to mid-depth weed edges with small jigging spoons tipped with minnows or minnow heads. All right, let's look at some events coming up. Well, early catch and release trout season is open now, and it's going to be open through May 5th. Crow season opened up on January 18th. On January 28th, the winter huskies are having their fish fest at the Trap and Fish Lodge on Fish Trap Lake. It costs $10 to enter. It goes from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you're interested, give them a call. It's 715-266-2787. Period 2 bobcat hunting and trapping season is going to close on January 31st, as is squirrel season. On February 4th and 5th, Deerfoot Lodge is going to hold their 11th annual Freeze Your Buns Off Crappie Ice Fishing Tournament. You can get more details by calling Deerfoot at 715-462-3328. Clam Lake Forest Riders are going to hold a meat raffle fundraiser. It goes from 3 to 5 p.m. on February 11th, and then they're going to do it again on March 4th at Ransom's Place in downtown Clam Lake. Come help support our local club. And finally, on February 15th, fox, coyote, and raccoon hunting and trapping seasons come to a close. If you want to know anything more about what's going on, just go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and check out our calendar of events. It's pretty good. You can also call us down at the office. The numbers are 715-634-8662 for the Chamber of Commerce, and the Hayward Lakes line is 715-634-4801. Well, I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to get out and snowshoe today. Let's enjoy this fine week, eh?